When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, Deneen Robinson from the Fort McMurray International Airport joins us to chat about some international recognition the airport's getting. Later on, we hear from Kyle Warren from the Fort McMurray Oil Sands Rotary Club on their showing of Real Rock 18. Lastly, Eugene Carnegie from the Kano Theater joins us to discuss a great lineup of shows coming to the theater. Joining me on the phone here today is Deneen Robinson, the president and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. Deneen, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you so much. Four awards for the Fort McMurray International Airport for airport service quality. What can you tell me about those awards?
Yeah, we are absolutely thrilled. So the four awards that we won were Best Airport Under 2 Million Passengers in North America. So this is one of the top awards representing overall satisfaction. We also received an award for Easiest Airport Journey in North America, Most Enjoyable Airport, and Cleanest Airport in North America. So we are absolutely thrilled.
Do any of these awards come as a surprise to you?
No, I mean, our core values, one of our core values is providing exemplary customer service, and our team works hard to ensure the best possible experiences for customers every day. And I guess we're pretty excited to receive this recognition again. We've received our first award in 2018, and then in 2022, we received three awards. So now to receive four is showing that we're constantly improving on our customer satisfaction journey.
How good is it to see that hard work getting recognized? I imagine the staff at YMM are pretty thrilled about this, too.
Oh, they are, yes. We're going to have a little recognition next week to formally recognize the Team YMM, because this is not only for our staff at FMAA, but it's also our contractors, our concessions, the airline partners, and certainly the world-class team that is helping support our airport here.
I imagine, It's not really something that that I've heard about much. The Airports Council International, maybe just tell us about those folks if you could.
Okay, yeah, the Airports Council International. So it's a group of the world's airports. So it's an association, and there are close to 400 participating airports in 95 countries. And the ACI World delivers the ASQ awards. It's in partnership with Amadeus, one of the most important technology companies that provides software solutions for the global travel and tourism industry. So it's a well-connected group of airports across the world.
And maybe just tell us about some of the other stuff coming up here at YMM. Obviously, these awards are big news, but I imagine there's some other stuff coming up here quick.
Coming up in May, we'll be having our annual general meeting, so the public and anyone is welcome to come to that meeting where we'll highlight what we've accomplished in 2023 and just give a bit of an update on what's coming and what's going on here at the airport.
Back to these awards here for a second. Easiest airport journey in North America. You know, when I think about going to an airport, I'm not thinking it's going to be easy. So I guess that's pretty telling for the experience at YMM, isn't it?
Yes, and this award does recognize the top 5% of airports for their performance on the traveler's ease of going through the airport. And I think over the last couple of years, we've seen in the media that there have been some challenges, and we're happy to be able to offer a pleasurable experiences for customers here at YMM.
And really important, too, cleanest airport in North America. That's, you know, I've been traveling a time or two, and I can't say that a ton of airports I've been to definitely qualify for that. So
yeah,
that's a big win for Fort McMurray, isn't it?
Exactly. And we do have some challenging weather conditions that do make it, a tough job sometimes for our cleaning staff, but they do a fantastic job. And this is the third time now that we've won this is the second time we've won the award for cleanest airport in North America. So hats off to the team and everyone that does their part in making this a very clean and enjoyable experience.
What's it like, Deneen, to have this airport recognized not just once, but four times this year, but, multiple times over a number of years?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic, and the team is extremely proud, and we're excited. So I think the next benchmark, if we can win, in five consecutive years, then that is be another token for us to recognize. So we have that on our goal, is to continue to provide the exemplary customer service that we can continue to be recognized on this world stage.
Deneen Robinson, the President and CEO of the Fort McMurray Airport Authority. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, just to say, everybody, come on out and see our airport. We have a great experience to offer, and we're hoping that we can achieve on our mission of being Northern Alberta's airport of choice.
Awesome, Deneen. Thank you so much here for the time today.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Kyle Warren, the past president of the Rotary Club of Fort McMurray Oil Sands. Kyle, how are you doing here today?
Good, Ryan. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, glad to have you. Tell us a bit about what's coming up here on March 22nd.
Yes, we have the Real Rock Film Festival coming back to town. It's got a little bit close to the heart. We got a little following that's built up over the last 6 years now. It's a climbing film fest one night. It's going to be at the Oil Sands Discovery Center at 7 p.m. on March 22nd, which is a Friday. And it's this year is covering four kind of documentary style films on climbing, and it's usually amazing scenery and really good stories. It's fun for climbers and non-climbers alike, I would say. And we have tons of local sponsors that we give away raffle prizes and 50-50, so you can win some prizes and have some fun. And then we have our bar service for the intermission as well, which is another draw to make your night more enjoyable. We're excited for that coming up.
So let's break this down a little bit. First things first, you touched on this a bit, but is there a bit of an extreme climbing following building in Fort McMurray?
Yeah. So we have the climbing wall at Mac Island, and I don't want to steal his thunder, but there is a new climbing gym opening up pretty soon here. My buddy Neil Berry is opening the Hanging Stone Climbing Gym, who's one of our local sponsors that I will mentioned over the interview here, but really excited for that. And I love the little climbing community we have up here. Lots of good folks.
I understand you've helped bring this viewing to Fort McMurray in the past with previous Real Rock videos. Why keep bringing this back?
Yeah, it's a huge passion of mine. When I lived in Edmonton 10 years ago, a little over 10 years, I would go every year, and there would be this massive theater showing and a bunch of cool cats characters would come out, and I'd see some familiar faces, and it was just something that I held dear to my heart as an annual climbing film. So I took the opportunity to host it when I joined the Oil Sands Rotary Club about 10 years ago now, when I came and moved up here in Fort Mac, and one of the projects that I like to put on. So it works out to be a little bit of a fundraiser for our club, and we put on a bunch of cool projects for the community and help out other nonprofits locally, and just a group of humanitarians. So I love putting on this film festival. I like getting up on stage and telling people what's going on if they're not familiar with climbing, and cracking some jokes and stuff. So it's fun.
And aside from the showing, you mentioned there will also be some raffle prizes as well. Maybe tell us about the outside parts of that event as well.
So if you give me a minute here, I'll give some recognition to our local sponsors. These guys have been helping us out every year. Aluma Safway, part of the Métis Infinity Group, they always donate us like over $2,000 worth of climbing gear, which is a huge hit for a big part of the folks that show up. So you can win a bunch of really nice brand new climbing gear. Midlight Construction are also part of the Infinity Group. They're one of the our headline sponsors as well. They've thrown us $1,000 to help us put on the event, which is huge for us. That helps cover a lot of our expenses. Hanging Stone Climbing Gym, I mentioned, they're going to be throwing in a few passes for his new gym that's opening up soon here, within the next month, I believe. Harris Home Furnishing, another Rotarian, he's donating his Le Creuset kitchenware. I always struggle to pronounce that. And then Sarah LaGroy, also a Rotarian, she does diamond painting for us in the raffle. Vista Ridge and Rotary Links throwing golf passes. The Wood Buffalo Disc Golf Association, who I'm also involved with, we're going to be donating the youth and adult membership and a set of discs to give away and to get people involved in disc golf. And then, yeah, we usually have our Mitchell's Cafe, some lunch passes, and Bailey's Pub. And then just wanted to give a shout out to Speed Pro for doing all of our printing services locally as well.
Tickets are $25 for this event. What do those proceeds go towards?
Yeah, we have lots of projects that we work on around town here. We always do like the bed races with the hospital there. We've done a lot of donations to the hospital. I think it's between the two Rotary clubs, it's over $100,000 the hospital's received for us for many different projects. We do Go Baby Go. We help build mobility scooters and do donations toward that. Annually, we do the you may have heard of the Oil Sands Rotary Music Festival. We're the headline sponsor for that, and we've always helped support that music in town here. Pedals for Paws, we work with the SPCA. We help, a few of us are mechanically inclined, so we help tune up some of the bikes that they get donated towards that, and then we've helped them raise over $14,000 on that event historically. And yeah, they got another one coming up pretty soon here, within the next couple of months. Yeah, tons of stuff. A lot of the Ukrainian newcomers that have come to town here, we've helped with the Knights of Columbus as well, doing pierogi dinner. It's a big fundraiser for the families that have come to our town. And yeah, countless projects that could go on forever, but we're a huge support for the community. We like to give back, a bunch of humanitarians donating and volunteering their time.
Is there anything in particular that the Rotary Club is fundraising for right now?
At the moment, we've done quite a bit of focus on the Ukrainians. I think it's the last number I heard was over 160 individuals in town now. So the focus has been kind of on getting them working in the workforce here, trained up for, you know, like oil sands type jobs, things like that. That's been a big focus for us recently. What else is coming to mind? Yeah, the Oil Sands Music Festival is always a big donation. We like to help support arts in the community.
Are you looking for members to join the Rotary Club of Fort McMurray Oil Sands? If so, how can they sign up?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's two clubs in town. Our club is the Oil Sands Club, and we meet at the YMCA in Eagle Ridge on the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 7 p.m. So anyone's welcome to join. If you want to look up Oil Sands Rotary Club online, you can reach out to us as well. We're on Facebook, and we have our website there online as well.
What are some of the other events? You did touch on some of what's coming up here, but what are some of those other events that you have coming up this year?
Okay, so we like to do the Pedals for Paws thing. I'm looking forward to that right now. We're planning to be pulling some bikes out as the snow melts here. We usually start planning weekends. We'll go out and donate a few hours of our time. Like I said, I have a a bike mechanic background, and a few of us are bike enthusiasts, and we pull in on the mountain bike club in town here as well to help us do some mechanicking. So that's always fun. It gets us together and out and getting some fresh air as the snow is melting, and turning some wrenches and getting some of the kids out and to help clean up the bikes, and we tag them and help them along with that event. And yeah, you'll be able to get a new bike for your family, and usually they'll let us end up giving away to some like kids bikes or something like that, so we can give back to the community and get some freebies out there as well. That's a fun event, Pedals for Paws, SPCA.
Kyle Warren, the past president of the Rotary Club of Fort McMurray Oil Sands. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Yeah, you guys can get your tickets to the Real Rock 18. It's on Eventbrite. Look it up. Look for posters around town. We'll have them out within the next week here, like Mitchell's Cafe and around Keanu and stuff like that. You can scan the QR code if you like. But yeah, I recommend anyone come on out. Let's fill the theater up. It's super fun, and you'll have a laugh and maybe a tear and win some cool prizes.
Awesome, Kyle. Thank you so much here for the time today.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Ryan. Have a good day.
We wrap up the show with Eugene Carnegie from Keanu Theater next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Eugene Carnegie, the technical director for Keanu Theater and Arts Center. Eugene, how's it going here today?
Things are pretty good. Thanks, Ryan, for having me.
Hey, glad to have you here. A few events coming up before the end of the month, including on Saturday with the MKD, the Space Showcase. What could you tell me about that event?
That one is a rental from the MKD, the Space group. They are a dance company in town, and this is their chance to prepare for their final competition before the season really gets going. So it's a chance for family and friends to see what the dancers have been working on. There'll be lots of great dance across a variety of disciplines, some group work, some solo work, and there's just a few seats left if they have any friends or family that want to come out and see that March 16. That's this Saturday at 2 p.m.
Up next is Disney's Aladdin Jr. coming up next Wednesday. That's going to be a fun event to bring to the theater, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is the Thickwood Heights School, and they bring a production to us basically every year. The students there work on it throughout most of the year, really. They get really heavy into things for the last half, just after Christmas. And it is Disney's Aladdin on stage. This is a bunch of the young performers doing the songs, you know, the scenes that are favorites from the movie. And every year, those kids do a wonderful job, as well as the teachers that help get them through and wrangle them along and teach them their songs and their dances. That show is at 7 o'clock, and it'll be wrapped up before 8:30. So it's really easy to bring the kids in after supper and still get them home for a quick bedtime.
The Piano Men Tour, also coming to Fort McMurray with Royal Wood and Jeffrey Straker, coming up on March 26th. That's an exciting show for Keanu Theater, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is one that I have been looking forward to basically all year. This is part of our Syncrude Arts Alive season, and really you're getting a double bill. You're getting a two-for-one out of this one. Each of these guys regularly tours on their own, travel through the country, and sell out a lot of places, and audience members are loving it. We've managed to get them to come together on this particular tour. They do spend a lot of time playing the piano and a little bit of guitar, hence the name the Piano Men. Royal Woods is a great folk kind of singer, although he's got a bit of a soft pop kind of feel to it as well. And so if you're thinking folk music is the traditional twangy sort of thing, no, this is far more contemporary from both of these guys. A lot of his stories really center around love and life and getting on with, just being a good person in the community and kind of supporting everybody. He comes out to us from Ontario, and a couple of his groups, if you want to check them out, would be A Good Enough Day or Armor. Both of those I've been listening to quite a bit, and they just kind of make you feel good about people in general. And then Jeffrey Straker is a Saskatchewan boy, so he'll be joining up with Royal on the highway as they drive by. And again, he's kind of a folk singer, but he's got more of a country feel to him. So Royal Woods a bit on that softer pop kind of side. And those of you that like the country music will really enjoy Jeffrey Straker's music. In fact, his song Boom Boom has had some regular play on country radio across the country for the last 2 years, I think, is when he released it. His stuff as well, some great fun songs, but what really stood out when I saw him at Showcase in fall of 2022, and Showcase is a place where a bunch of presenters sit together in a theater and artists basically battle call in front of us. They've got 15 minutes to impress, so it's a really tight bit of time, and in those 15 minutes he wowed us with not just his music, but the stuff that happened between, the stories he told. They were funny. They were interesting. It really made you get into the song that he was about to play, or the one that he just finished, and he was telling the story behind it. And that's what makes the live performance so much more interesting than, say, just listening to it straight away off the CD. So that's what I would say is come on out to be able to see some of that humor and some of those stories that happen in between. Both of these guys are great showmen as well as musicians. And you might not know them as a household name, but I would say that it's definitely worth taking the risk and just come to enjoy a night out here. In fact, if you don't agree that they are great musicians and you can genuinely tell me why you don't think so, I'll give you your money back. I guarantee that these are fantastic performers and you'll have a good time.
That's good to hear. Eugene Carnegie again from the Kiano Theater and Arts Center. You know, to kick off the month of April, Landon Cecil also came in the Kiano Theater. Tell us about that show if you could.
Oh, man. This is Mike Lynch and his comedy crew. These guys have been coming by and basically selling out shows for the last 7 or 8 years, I think. If you don't have your tickets to that one yet, come and grab them. A lot of Newfoundland East Coast humor. Sometimes they get a little bit on the raunchy side. So if you're into some deep humor there, certainly would recommend coming out to Landon Cecil and see what Mike Lynch has in store for us this time.
Just from these four shows alone, there's no shortage of variety in entertainment coming to Kiano Theater. What goes into picking a show to bring to the theater like this?
There is quite a bit of research that happens, stuff into how an artist is performing, what they're doing kind of nationally in terms of ticket sales and streams and radio plays. Also do a lot of conversations with other venues and do some comparisons on their ticket sales and how are they in a certain venue and what fit in there. And then occasionally I just spend some time walking through the community and chat with some folks and see what they would like to hear. Actually do quite a bit of consultation with our radio members here in town too, just to say what's been popular, what's getting some good plays, and what are people responding to well. So those things all kind of fit together, and then it's really about trying to line up a time. Our location makes us a little bit of a challenge because they don't get to tour anywhere beyond us. So it's usually an up and down shot with the highway, and trying to get somebody to line up into the right space and travel times is probably the single biggest challenge once you've chosen who you want to have come and visit you.
And even when it's an event that rents out your facility, I imagine there's a lot of collaboration that goes on behind the scenes when it comes to providing a great show. I was wondering if you could touch on that if you could.
Absolutely. So MKD, The Space, and Thickwood Heights are both people that we've worked with quite a bit. And over the years, we try and give them some tips and pointers on how to make their show run smoothly, how to keep it interesting for the audience. And particularly when we get into building some of their set pieces or costume types, there's a lot of our team that can offer some experience and expertise on how to make that run the most efficiently and best for everyone to be able to make the show happen without a lot of cost or a whole lot of time sitting around waiting for a scene change to finish.
And you did touch on this a little bit earlier, but I imagine you're always looking for bigger and better shows to bring to Keanu Theater.
Absolutely. So I have been doing lots of planning for next season, and we will be releasing our next series of plays and concerts in the months ahead. So stay tuned to our Facebook and subscribe to our email newsletters to be some of the first people to hear about things like Drama Force, our play season, or concerts.
And we did touch on the last, you know, or the upcoming four performances coming up at Keanu Theater. Are there any shows later this year you're really looking forward to as well?
Our last drama series is Les Liaisons Dangereux. And I want to make sure that everybody knows this play is actually in English. It does have a French title, but the rest will be in English. And it's a great story about the French aristocracy just before the revolution. And it centers around these despicable nobles that basically manipulate and push around the maids and the servants they have through their households and really take advantage of them and push them to the point where you can see, yep, the revolution is about to come.
And where can people get tickets for any of these great events coming up at Keanu Theater?
Our website, tickets.keanu.ca, is the best place to go. You can find all of our shows listed there. And, of course, following our social media, Facebook, Instagram, or once you buy some tickets, agree to subscribe to our newsletter. We only send something out once every week, and it's not like we'll fill up your inbox all the time, and you'll be the first to hear about great stuff coming up.
Eugene Carnegie, the Technical Director for Keanu Theater and Arts Center, thank you so much for the time here today.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Have a great day.
That was our show for today. Big thank you to all of my guests for joining the show. We have another great lineup for you tomorrow, so hope you can join us for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.